Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth.
Hi, this is Tracy DeForge. Russ is on vacation this week, so I thought I would sneak into the studio and just do a little takeaway episode on my own and tell you about my experience that I had, because it was a little mind-blowing and I wanted to share it with you because I'm hoping that you can benefit from it as well. So what I'm talking about is what I have now dubbed the done it list. So we are all familiar with the to-do list. I mean, quite frankly, it rules our world, it defines our day, and can really make us feel like crap about ourselves when we don't scratch off everything off of it at the end of the day. At least that is the way it is for me, for sure. Some of us, me included, go old school and actually write down the list just so that we can have the satisfaction of striking through it. And I confess, I have reviewed my list in anticipation of being able to wipe an item off of it, only to find that it wasn't there. Well, of course, then I just added it so I can scratch it off with pleasure. Okay, come on. You know you've done it too. So anyway, what I have not done is make a done it list. This is a list where you take a focused amount of time and you write all of the accomplishments of the things that you have done. Until recently, that was a very novel concept for me. The only way I found out about it was when I was instructed to do it. We all know what it feels like to be stuck, and the worst is feeling super stuck at the same time you're feeling you haven't gotten anything done or not done enough, and you're convinced you could have done more. I was in that exact spot a few weeks ago, and a friend and business mentor who has known me for well over 15 years stepped in for an intervention, and I have to say her timing was perfect. It had been a year since we had seen each other, and the first thing out of my mouth when I saw her at our annual lunch that we do every year, I said, "I just feel like I should be further along on this project by now." And her response was not exactly what I was expecting. Her response was to ask me, "Have you reflected on all of the things that you have done since I saw you last?" And I was like, no. I shrugged her off and I put it off actually even going there until it got real, because she agreed, lucky for me, to be my advisor for the next couple of months so that she could help push me through this barrier to the other side of my very determined self to reach this goal. So guess what? The first thing she instructed me to do was the I did it list. And I put it off for an entire week because, I mean, between you and me, like, I just didn't see the value in the task at all. And I had already explained that I was really behind, so I just was like, why is this important? Well, it wasn't optional anymore, so I sat down and I did it, and it was incredibly revealing. A completely different picture was presented as a result of it than I was could have ever even expected, and I gotta say, like, it was actually comforting. I was kind of tempted to use the word that it was impressive, but that really isn't how I felt. I felt like that a friend had just sat me down across from me and like looked at me and calmly and assured me that I had actually done more than just strike a bunch of items off of a list. It really opened my eyes and made me reflect on the fact that this past year I've persevered through a lot of personal loss in my family and families that I'm very close to. I've had two cases of people in my family and friends that I'm super close to that had cancer diagnosis and sudden unexpected loss. And I mean, the list just really goes on. And I guess I just hadn't really given myself credit for the fact that it had emotionally impacted me significantly, but in spite of that, instead of like losing my mind and melting down every day, that I had actually been able to really still move forward in both my personal life and personal relationships and have personal successes, like really staying true to my goal of doing more creative things in my life and taking classes to teach me more creative things and really just focusing on some areas of personal well-being that I had stayed committed to, which is a huge, if you listen to our show, you know that is like a huge challenge for me. But I'd also not given myself credit for the fact that through all of this and just day-to-day living, that I had maintained growth in my existing businesses while I had launched this new one successfully, and really just so much more. So what I'm really basically trying to say is that if the next time you feel like you're spinning your wheels or things just aren't going fast enough for you, take inventory of your done it list. Just take 15 minutes and just sit quietly with paper, type it, whatever you prefer, and just really spend some focused time creating your done it list, and take that time then to review it and reflect on it and just really kind of absorb the amount of things that you have actually accomplished, as opposed to keep this rolling to-do list that you just keep continuously feeling bad about yourself because you just can't ever seem to get through it. So I think that's pretty obvious that that's my takeaway, but I will say that it was fascinating for me. At the very least, I think it'll be very revealing for you. I will also say that you may feel exhausted after, so if you're like me, after you do it, then just go take a nap. But knowing this, that you are still going to have that other list right there waiting for you when you get up. So don't brush off the idea of writing your done it list, because everybody needs to pat themselves on the back every now and then, because that oftentimes gives us permission to take the time that we need, take a break, and then rev things back up again and go back to that ever-long to-do list that's just hanging out in your closet waiting on you to open the door and take it back out. So have a great week, and Russ and I'll be back, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. Visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. That's journeytothere.com.